Yanks looking for the sweep of the Mariners tonight. Stroman on the mound. Take it on Wu, who's been a terrific rookie. We'll see if the Yanks bats can keep it going. Bruce is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Bruce.
Just calling up about DJ, but that thing with the alligator, it might have little arms, so they got two big, large legs, so that's why they're fast.
Mm-hmm. How fast do they move? They get up to about 20, right?
I heard they go like about 20, 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's what
maybe
I heard,
30.
Too.
And
yeah.
How fast can humans run? Like the fastest humans?
Well, I'd say like we're about 5 miles an hour less than them, so we're done.
Well, you see, well, that's true. I mean, we're dead and we're in their bellies. But you see, sometimes they'll do this like Tyreek Hill or even Saquon, like a top speed in the NFL. Yeah. Those guys, the top speed generally.
I think I heard someone talking about 40. Didn't I see like one of the football players, like 40 miles an hour?
20? No, not 40. Not even close. 22, 23 miles an hour, something like that.
Yeah, so the alligator would get us.
Unbelievable.
But you could, you might be able to fight it off. If it gets to you, what is it going to eat first? Like, go for your leg?
What it's going
to
do
is what they usually do is they drag you and they spin you around and they drown you. They want to drown you.
He's right.
And then they eat you later on.
That's what they do.
Well, but if you're running and you're on land, where are they going to drown you?
Well,
they're just going to smash you against the ground.
Bruce, I want to ask BT about this. Yeah,
Bruce, good. Bruce knows the stuff.
Yeah. Now you're cutting us off.
Yeah, I am, because I got some good news here for you.
Let's go.
So you're right. They travel 35 miles per hour, but because of their short legs and short bursts,
they get tired.
They tire easy, so we should be able to outpace them.
Yeah, if we're in good shape, which at this point none of us are.
Yeah, and we're talking about like we run 20 miles an hour. We do not. Like
no, Saquon runs 22 and a half miles an hour.
But if an alligator got to you though,
yep.
And there were no water. We're on land.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of way where we could fight them off. I know you're saying, like, their jaw is so strong.
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm less scared of an alligator because I feel like, now, believe me, I wouldn't want to mess with one.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I have a better chance to survive against an alligator than I do against a bear.
I would agree with that because the one thing the alligator wouldn't do, not that you're Tarzan, but, like, if you were able to find the tree and just kind of get up a little bit.
It's not climbing there.
It's not climbing up there like a bear who's flying up like
what if I jumped on, like, a chair or something?
Or,
like, a bench?
As a matter of fact, alligators actually can jump. Ironically.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was watching this video, I think yesterday I saw it on. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm into this stuff. Gio brought this up. I was talking about this, and they played some of the audio in the morning show a while back. I could watch this stuff all day. Fishing, hunting, anything with the outdoors. And I saw, I would imagine they could. I don't know if they can jump quite as high from the ground, but an alligator's ability to create like a projectile velocity from the water, they could jump up like 10 feet. So you better have a big chair.
I don't know. Which one would you rather take on?
I'd rather take my chance with an alligator. Yeah, I think
I would. Is there an intimidation tactic you could use for an alligator?
I don't know.
So what are you supposed to do if you see an alligator? You gave us the playbook for the bear.
Yep.
If you see an alligator, I'm assuming the playbook is also not to run.
It's a great question. That one I honestly don't know. Just find the biggest stick and stick it in its mouth.
Yeah,
like the one with Han Solo with Luke. And remember when Luke was getting chased? And that was the Empire, right? With Jabba. And they threw Luke down in the chamber. And like that big thing was getting ready to kill him.
Yeah.
And he threw the rock at the button that closed the door. He put the big piece of wood in his mouth.
Right.
Maybe that's what you got to do for the alligator.
I don't know. Either way, I'd like to not mess around with this stuff. Josh is calling from Union, New Jersey. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
So about this SNY and yes, I think since the Mets were playing at home, most people who are watching on websites and stuff, it only does SNY. I'm thinking that maybe when the Yankees were playing the Mets, maybe yes actually had more viewers than SNY.
Well, what website are we talking about?
I don't know exactly what website.
Well, because the reason I ask that is because if you watch on MLB.com, I guess that you'd have to be out of town. You have the choice of either broadcast.
Oh, is that true?
Right. Yeah, so
I don't watch it that way. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know which broadcast or which website you were referring to that only would give you the home feed. I honestly don't know. I'm not saying that there is one thing or another that would lead up to it. I just find it odd that it would be that high. You have anything else, Josh?
Well, I'm thinking probably not MLB.com. I mean, there's a bunch of websites, meaning not so like legal, meaning they can get these streams for free.
But they don't count.
No,
then,
they don't
count.
They don't register.
And thanks for the call.
I know some of those.
They wouldn't register.
Nope.
As far as the ratings are concerned. That is an odd one. I'll ask Jimmy to see if he can maybe look more into it.
I was going to find out what the numbers were for the previous series. I'm curious, because it wasn't 4th of July.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was at Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to ask. I'll see if I could get him on that research. I wouldn't know where to begin. Nick is calling from South Carolina. Here. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Nick. What's up?
Well, I wanted to make a few quick points. First of all, I wanted to, as far as the Bears go, if you get a bear in your backyard, because I grew up near Hyde Park. BT, you know, I was about maybe 10 miles from Hyde Park in a little town called Stanfordville.
Okay.
If you got a bear comes in your backyard, best thing to do is take a big pot, take a big wooden spoon or something, go out
and
there
cook them up
bang
some pasta.
The hell out.
That's what Carmelo did, right? Isn't that what Carmelo did? Go outside with the pot.
That's exactly what you got to do. And he will take off running.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the woods, I hunted a few years. If you're in the woods and you come across a bear, then you got to follow that protocol they told you and just hope and pray that you can get the hell away because
all due respect, Nick, and to all the hunters out there, if you're hunting in the woods, you're on your, like, you better be prepared.
I'm not
looking to hunt. I just don't want to be hunted by the bear.
No.
I'm looking for self-defense. You're out there aggressively looking to do some damage to something.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you know better going in.
Absolutely.
And I never ran into a bear in the woods, but I did have one come. I had a small little horse farm up there, and I did have one come onto the horse farm, and I just went out there with a big pot and a wooden spoon, and bang, 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 and he took off like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Why didn't you pop him? I mean, did you have the license to pop him? Honestly.
I could have, you know, I could have, but, you know, at the moment in the time, you know, you'd have to go into the house, go into the locker, get it out,
and,
you know, so it just, you know, this was quick, easy, and he took off. And we never saw him.
They're beautiful. And I'm not looking at unnecessarily. Like, I've never hunted. I love to fish. I've never hunted. I've told you that. Part of me would love to just try it once. Not even really shoot anything, but just get up, you know, 3-4 in the morning, you know, in the fall. We're talking about the fall yesterday with football season, how the weather changes, and a little camouflage, maybe a little Irish coffee, nice tree stand, some nice part of, you know, the Adirondacks or something. Like, I don't know why that just feels appealing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little log cabin.
I mean, a lot of people who go hunt. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely do that more so than a tent at this point. Everything we're talking about, I'll never stay in a tent again.
No chance.
Have you ever camped overnight in a tent?
No.
You haven't?
God, no.
Half of you? You strike me as an outdoorsman.
Back in the day when I was a kid, but my wife really wants to go camping now, and I'm like, yeah, sure, set it up.
No. Set it up for her. She can go by herself.
Yeah, camping.
Go get us some dinner.
Sleep in a tent on the floor.
I've done it a few times. I did it pretty. I did it
as an adult or as a kid.
I did it 3 weeks before I got married. It was something I hadn't done in a while, and I told my best friend Dan, who had everything—the tent, I mean, the barbecue. Yeah. I said, "I want to go." It was after my bachelor party, so that was already taken care of.
Any bugs and anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's bugs. It's called nature.
Yeah, that's exactly
you know, there's
what
dirt,
I want.
There's wood.
I like
there's
a
animals.
House or a hotel with a bed. I mean,
there's something to be said, though. I know it's either appealing or it's not, but to be connected. You know, especially like, I don't know, like you have to wake up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, whatever. Like it's just the sounds. Now it's a little scary and I wouldn't wander too far from the tent, but it's amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm not opposed to like experiencing what you're saying. The hunting thought of like just being out in the wilderness during the day in the cold or whatever. But I'd rather sit on the porch and like just look at the trees. And drink as opposed to actually go hunting. Or I'd rather walk into the log cabin or the house and sleep in the bed at night. Yeah. I mean, I'll sleep in a sleeping bag on the floor in a house, not outside with the yucky bugs and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so yucky.
Come on,
there's snakes too. Let's not even get into the snake aspect here.
That is a
snakes. That's high on the list of fear for me.
Non-starter, man. I wouldn't want to mess with that. One of my biggest fears in life: snakes in the toilet. You've seen that.
I always check. I still check.